It is you who brings the curse,
Mother Elena says. No, I say, but I'm not sure I believe it. Immediately, the women set about cleansing the camp of the wickedness we foreigners have brought. They pour out water from all the pitchers. I see some of the women placing small bits of bread in their pockets, which Bridget has told us wards off bad luck. Kartik offers me his hand, and I take it.
The men you saw in the woods. Now you see they were not spectres, but flesh and blood. They had come seeking revenge on the gypsies.
I want to believe him. I would do anything to have it all explained away with easy assurances, like those from a governess patting a fretting child's head. And the windows?
A vision, a most unusual one. You said yourself that things are changing.
He combs his fingers through his thick curls, which I know he does when he is thinking. I find I've missed that. I've missed him. Kartik, I start. Lanterns appear in the trees. Inspector Kent has come with Nightwing, MacLeady, and two of our stable boys. Elizabeth trails behind. They call my name, and it sounds foreign, the name of a girl who played happy games with her friends inside the realms weeks ago. I no longer remember that girl. I have become someone else, and I am not quite sure she is sane. I'm here, I call, because I would be found. Nightwing's face displays a mixture of relief and fury. Now that she has found me safe, she looks as if she would kill me for the trouble I've caused. Miss Doyle, it was most ungracious of you to run off and abandon Miss Poole, Mrs. Nightwing reprimands. Elizabeth slinks behind her. I open my mouth to protest, but it isn't worth it.
We heard shots,
the inspector says, taking charge. Just now, he is not the twinkly-eyed man who sips tea by our fire. He is a hardened man of the law. It's astonishing that men can inhabit their two selves so easily. Miller's men came to hurt the gypsies, I say, and Kartik explains what has happened.
I shall have a word with Mr. Miller,
Inspector Kent says gravely.
He will answer for this. And you say you saw his missing men in the woods?
Yes, I whisper.
Will you see if they have Ital in their camp?
Kartik asks.
He is still missing.
Missing? Since when? Why wasn't I told of this?
The inspector demands. Kartik's jaw tightens.
No one cares about one missing gypsy.
Rubbish!
The inspector growls.
I shall see to it immediately. I'll search the camp from top to bottom if necessary. Mr. Miller has a great deal to answer for, indeed.
Mrs. Nightwing and Inspector Kent lead us through the woods. It no longer feels as if this place belongs to us girls for our games and wanderings. It feels as if it is being claimed by someone else.
Mrs. Nightwing was sick with worry. She never would have allowed you to go to the chapel had she thought there was the slightest danger,
Miss MacLeady tells me, but I'm not listening. I don't trust either of them. A slice of moon peeks out from behind the clouds for a moment, illuminating Spence's roof. My steps slow. There's something odd about it, though I cannot quite place it. I see the spires, the bricks, the jumble of angles, the gargoyles. An enormous, shadowy outline of wings stretches out against the moon's brief light. The stone beast is standing tall. It's moving.
Miss Doyle?
Miss MacLeady looks from me to the roof and back again.
Is something the matter?
They could make you see what they wish you to see. It will be as if you are mad. Eugenia warned me, didn't she? No, nothing's the matter, I answer. But my hands shake, and now I hear Neela's words in my head. How will you fight when you cannot even see?